Fashion blogs know Nashville. So do the New York Times and GQ, which have written about several local designers. But leaders in the city's burgeoning fashion industry know that they need to keep building up the ecosystem here or risk losing its biggest brands. WPLN's Emily Siner has the story.
This oversized warehouse in South Nashville is where Elizabeth Suzanne clothing is made. Boxy tees, long loose dresses, and slouchy silk pants. The color scheme is dependably neutral.
Blacks, grays, oatmeals, creams.
This is company founder and designer Elizabeth Pape.
And then we use very simple silhouettes. We don't use a lot of zippers. We don't use any metal, no beading.
Her style has clearly found a market. Last year, Elizabeth Suzanne sold $1 million worth of clothing. This year, it's on track to triple that revenue. Not bad, considering Pape started the label in her spare bedroom.
That was 3 years ago.
You built all of this in 3 years?
Yes, it's been pretty crazy.
Last year, Elizabeth Suzanne started getting national press in the New York Times Style magazine. And a new wedding line of simple white dresses that are machine washable is making the rounds on fashion blogs.
When you have a brand like Elizabeth Suzanne that breaks out on a national stage, it causes people's mindset to shift a little.
Van Tucker is the head of the Nashville Fashion Alliance. She says compared to the meccas of New York and Los Angeles, Nashville hasn't been known for much more than cowboy boots and hats.
And there's nothing wrong with cowboy boots and hats, but Nashville style is so much more than that.
She points to designer Amanda Valentine, who competed on Project Runway a few years ago. And the company Imogene and Willie, which was featured on CNN and Esquire.
I'm driving to the 12 South neighborhood to check out one of the best purveyors of handcrafted denim in America.
But the Nashville fashion industry is still small, and it's missing key parts of the supply chain. For example, Pape, with Elizabeth Suzanne, says it's been hard finding skilled workers. So if a company gets really big and the industry here can't sustain it, there is a risk it might leave. Here's Van Tucker again.
People have to run and grow a business. And if they can't do that here, we can't ask them to stay here.
The Nashville Fashion Alliance is trying to grow the ecosystem. It's working with the Catholic Charities of Tennessee on a sewing academy to train more workers for manufacturing jobs. And Elizabeth Pape says she thinks Nashville's outsider status is a good thing.
Being outside of the fray, it is nice to feel a little bit separate and a little bit independent.
People often ask her if she wants to move Elizabeth Suzanne to New York or LA. She says no. In Nashville, she's doing just fine. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.